Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Steve Roth about this Saturday's Jingle Bell Run. The annual Jingle Bell Run is this week, and can you tell folks what this is if they aren't familiar with it?
Yes, I started this race 7 or 8 years ago, and just a little fundraiser for different areas, different groups. Being the track coach and being the cross country coach, you know, I try to stress the running part of it. I know it's going to be cold, but dress warm and it won't take long to warm up and all that. But like I said, that's why I started, just being a track coach, and a lot of wanted something to do for the people. I had people approach me about something. They have one in Pekin. It's called the Turkey Trot, and I just kind of fell off that and went to the Jingle Bell Run. So it's been a very successful venture for the last 7 or 8 years. I've really enjoyed it.
And does the event help others in the community?
Yes. This year, we're giving the money to the Washington Lighting on the square. I know they had issues with getting people to do the tour of homes and to show their houses. So I am going to show my house, too. So I'm doubling up. But I just decided that I'm a Christmas guy anyway. So I'm giving a lot of the money to that. And then we give a portion of it to a Pausanmore. It's a good cause, and I just saw where they have some kind of fundraiser they have going on that they need $3,000. I can't. If somebody steps up, we can give them $3,000, but I don't know if I can give them that much. But we'll give them some to get going. But Pausanmore is very important. Sheila Hansen does a great job out there, and there are numerous others too, I know. And then we'll use the rest of it for track and field, cross country. It's a track club. I have people that run in the summer, and they need stuff and that kind of thing. And we buy some ladders and stuff like that, equipment that. You know, we just like to have around for everybody. So the canned good is very important. And I know the day of, you kind of forget, but it does go to a worthy cause. And we're going to give it to, I know it says HACAP, but I think you probably give it to HACAP too or whatever. But we're going to give it to the Big Red Radio. We're going to give it to that, or whatever we make, and just give it to them. I think I gave them some last year too, and it worked out really good.
And we really appreciate it. It goes to local food pantries.
Right. Right. And that's, I think they all go in the same fund or different. It still goes to the families that need it. And that's what's important. That's very important. But it's a worthy cause, and it's just, I've enjoyed it.
And is it too late for people to sign up?
Nope. You can sign up the day of. It starts, it's Saturday, November 29th. It's at 9 a.m. and it starts at Body Works, which is now the YMCA building, but they're graciously letting you use that. So you can sign up there. Registration starts at 8 o'clock that morning on Saturday, or you can send me, if it gets to me in time, by Tuesday. Tuesday's the cutoff for t-shirts. People really do a lot of it just because they like the t-shirts. I mean, the t-shirts are really very cool. But you can get a t-shirt up till Tuesday. Noon is really the cutoff on Tuesday for the t-shirts, but you may come the morning of, bring your canned good and register, and we will take you. But ugliest sweater contest, we have a little deal going for that. We're going to have a couple of little prizes for the ugliest sweater contest. It's a 5K run, which goes down the boulevard towards Sunset Park, around back up, and comes up in front of St. James in that area and cuts back in front of the square again. The mile run is perfect for the younger kids and the older adults that just want to run. We walk around the square, like, I think it's 4.5 times we walk around the square. We do time it, but like I said, it's a fun run. It's a Jingle Bell fun run. It's a way to get rid of your turkey, you know, a way to get a little exercise. Again, it's going to be like 27 degrees, but there's no snow. There's no rain, and they say no wind so far, but you still have till Tuesday at noon if you would like a t-shirt, and the t-shirts are very, very neat.
And have you seen some interesting costumes over the past few years?
We have. We've had Christmas trees. We've had reindeers. We've had a lot of Santa Clauses, and we've had snowmen. It's a fun deal. And really, you know, dressing up, you stay warmer. You stay a lot warmer. And that's what's nice about it. But we do have some people that sponsor us. If I could just mention a few that have been with me since we've started. Harrison Harris have been with me, Washington State Bank. And I know I'll forget somebody, but Jet Therapy has been with me. Sittler's been with me. BP Amoco has been with me. Washington Ag's been with me. Nup Sisters been with me. Federation's been with me. All the banks have been very, very obliging. We appreciate it very much. But just a few. Armstrong's, Four Corners, 92 Roadhouse, Unkin F's. A lot of the eating establishments have been good. Lebowski's have been good to us. We've got a couple of new sponsors, and you may still sponsor if you'd like to have a t-shirt. We do give a t-shirt to the sponsor, but just a few of those people right there. I know Walker Brothers, and we got a new one with Ebert's Painting is with us, but we do appreciate them. It'd be tough to make the run. I mean, I couldn't support the groups that I give the money to if I didn't have the great sponsors I have. And we do appreciate it very much. And my wife and I, it has nothing to do with the school. It's through the Washington Track Club, which we have a little club. And like I said, we appreciate it. And the money goes all out to everybody.
And could you mention the jingle bells that people have?
We have them around the wrists. We've tried so many numerous ones. And I know there's one house that collected like 8 or 9 jingle bells one time when they ran by because they fell off. But we've tried different ones, and these go on the wrist. They're like a bracelet, or you can put them on your ankles. We have some tape if you need to really make sure you don't want to lose them. But they're good for the wrists, and everybody gets a set of jingle bells. And then if I have enough ribbons, we'll have enough participation ribbons too. But costumes are encouraged and very much welcomed. And there's classes, but really, you know, we really don't do anything with the classes because we don't give any awards or anything like that. But I will have it on the internet and the Jingle Bell site, that the times and all this kind of stuff for everybody, because some people do like to see their times. And you know, it's like any other time. If you're going to do something, you want to see if you've gotten better. And it's tough in the winter to really improve your times, but we've been lucky and had some good runners at some times.
Great. And in closing, can you remind people where they can register the day of?
They can register at the old Body Works, which is now registered the YMCA, and you can register. We start registering at 8 o'clock on that Saturday morning, and we register up till 9 o'clock. So all you got to do is bring your $25 in, canned good, and we appreciate it. And we do. Anybody would like to walk in the parade on Friday night, we're have some Jingle Bell people that are going to walk with the chamber people. So if you'd like to walk, that's not an issue at all. Just contact me. And my name is on the sheet. My phone number is in the book and all that. If you'd like to get a sheet from me, and I can email you a sheet. But it's 9 o'clock Saturday morning, November 29th on the square. We'll see you there.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Steve Roth about Washington's Jingle Bell Run on Saturday. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.